thank you for joining us for our Pup and Pawscast. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and it's brought to you by Dog and Company. My guest is Linda Weston. She's with the Friends of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animals. What do the Friends do for the shelter?
Well, the group is basically a 501c3 nonprofit, totally volunteer support group for the Cookeville-Putnam County Animal Shelter. So we founded in 2004, and we founded with the idea that if we could just raise a little money, we could maybe help. It was when we had the old animal shelter, that we could maybe somehow make a difference with the old animal shelter. So we decided to do the first Bark in the Park, and that was really fun and all good, and we were going to be so happy if 50 people came and 500 people came, and it just, you know, just grew over the years from that. And we did make some money from that, but with that money we realized that the old shelter, it really needed much more than we could fix. It wasn't big enough. It didn't have the kind of facility that was really needed. So what we really needed to do was to work on fundraising to build a new animal shelter. So that's kind of how that all got started. And basically, it took a lot of fundraising and about 10 years to really, you know, have enough money so that we could work with the city. We brought in a large sum of money, and they created a bond issue to go along with it, and we ended up with a $2.4 million animal shelter.
And I can't believe it's already been 5 years.
I know, isn't that amazing?
I mean, the fifth anniversary of it. It feels like we just built a new shelter.
Really? Well, it'll be the fifth anniversary, January 15th, 2020.
Of course, that's a big celebration right there. But I'm sure there's still some misconceptions about what a shelter is, and mainly about our shelter. I know some people probably still say the word pound, like for impound. That is not what our shelter does.
No, you know, that's really a negative buzzword.
It's right. Animal shelter, because you do house animals and you give them a better place until they're adopted.
Exactly. And, you know, Sheila, for many pets that arrive at the shelter, it's the best place, the safest place they've been, that they've had a chance to reside in. Really, they have a safe place, a warm, you know, surrounding. They get food, water. They don't have to fight for it. They have people there that care for them, that brush them, that walk them. We do whatever we can to shelter them and help them get adopted to a great home. That's the whole role of the shelter. Well, the shelter was actually designed so that when you walk into the shelter, you see the kitties at play right away. It grabs your attention. And for children, the dog of the day area, I don't know if you remember, but we have those geometric shaped windows that are down low.
Yes.
And that was specifically designed for children so that they can run over to those windows and look in and see the dogs or the puppies or whoever's in the dog of the day room. The whole design of the facility was very, very much done so for the visitors that come in to engage people and to help them get started with where to look and what to do at the shelter.
It actually serves two purposes, though, because some of those little dogs, they can run right up to that window.
Oh, exactly.
They don't have to jump up high to get seen.
Right. No, they're cute as cute. So that's worked really well. You know, one of the things, talking about misconceptions, we just finished Mistletoe Market. We meet so many people that we might not meet otherwise, you know, folks that maybe have a pet or had a pet or don't have a pet now or whatever. Anyway, we meet tons of people. One of the comments that people will say is, oh, I would love to volunteer at the shelter, but it's such a sad place that I just don't think I could do it. I'd want to take them all home. Well, it's really not a sad place. It's a safe place for these pets. And basically, you don't have to feel like you would want to take them all home or have to take them all home, because our adoption rates are really high. Your role as a volunteer is to help these pets get adopted. And you might be that person who loves dogs, and that's what you want to do. You want to walk dogs. You want to groom dogs. You want to play with dogs. Well, we've got dogs for you to do that with. And same with cats. You know, we have people that come in that are just for the kitties. That's what they love. So, and we also have people that really just like working in the lobby area, answering the phone. You know, those extra eyes and ears and hands, Those are invaluable for our staff.
I know you said you've gotten questions too. People think dogs only stay a week or cats only stay a week, and the euthanasia rate has went way down too.
Right.
Because I know for a fact that Jennifer, who is the director, she does a wonderful job. She makes sure she calls and says, hey, this animal has been here for a couple of weeks, maybe a month.
Right.
And she'll call ARF and say, hey, can somebody foster this, this dog?
Right.
So she helps just as much as anybody else with trying to find a good home.
Well, you're exactly right. She does, and she has very good relationships with a lot of different qualified rescue groups, so that if she gets a dog, especially a lot of these breed-specific rescue groups, you know, if she gets a dog that is she feels is a certain breed, she hooks up. And a lot of the rescue groups like to work with us because we take care of these pets. You know, they're taken to the vet. They have their shots. There's a senior care package that's available for senior dogs, so that if a senior dog comes in and has a tumor that's unsightly, maybe it's not dangerous, it's just unsightly.
Right, that could hinder them getting adopted.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, or dental problems or something like this. The senior care packages help pay for those. And those, again, those are things that are sold at Furball, and people underwrite those so that we can offer those throughout the year. So I feel like our shelter, you know, the one thing I'd really just like people to know is we do not euthanize for lack of space. So there is no time limit. We do everything we can to get pets adopted. And as you were saying, if a pet's been there for a couple weeks, what do we have to do? You know, how can we help this pet? Should we sponsor this pet? Which means, you know, you give a little discount on the adoption fee.
And that's another way people can help.
Oh, exactly.
Like if you're a business and you're saying, well, you know, I'd like to have a tax write-off. What can I do next? Well, maybe think of the animals in the community, too. Maybe sponsor a cat or a dog at the shelter and pay for all of their vaccines and everything, and then make the adoption price a little bit cheaper on someone that really wants that animal.
And it's very easy to do. I'm really glad you brought that up, because you can you know, for $100, you can underwrite one pet or four pets. I mean, it's up to you. You can say, I'd like to spread this around, and you can select the pets you'd like to sponsor, or you can just ask the shelter director to put the sponsorship dollars on a pet that she feels needs to be sponsored.
I've seen some businesses or some people in the community say, I'm going to pay for all of it. I'm going to pay for the adoption fee so this animal can get moved into a good home.
Right. Yes, our shelter does have the capability to euthanize, but it is only used as a last resort if an animal is too ill. And we work a lot with Copeland Veterinary Hospital. We couldn't do without them.
Well, the Cookeville-Putnam County Animal Shelter has meant a lot just to me, because my dog, Izzy, I adopted her from there 13 and a half years ago when she was 10 weeks old. My cat, Jolene, I got her from the Putnam County Shelter when she was just 5 months old, and now she's 3. So it's really made a huge difference in my life. It's a happy place that makes others happy by pairing them with wonderful animals.
You can get some wonderful, wonderful pets there, and I highly recommend if you're looking to add a furball to your family, please stop by, check it out, see what we've got, because we've got a lot.
My thanks to Linda Weston, who is with the Friends of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animals. The Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog & Company. Visit them online at dog-co.com.